The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments lost in time. Like tears in the rain.
Coming to you from the frustrated incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay, this is Inconclusive Breakdown. I'm your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog and Vince.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm tired.
It's been a long week.
It has been an extraordinarily long week, but it's been a good week, though.
Yes.
It's been a lot of
fun. Good in a, tiring in a good way.
Yeah. Yeah. Like sitting on your face, not being able to breathe.
That's, well, yeah, I mean, you know, if you're going to do it, if you're going to go out happy.
Right.
I mean, boss had to come to town to inspect the studio.
Right. That was fun.
That's stressful.
Right. You know, how you do, like you do.
First thing he comes in, he screams, "Where's all the white women?" I mean, you know. Him holding a bucket of fucking Popeyes, you know.
You think they're going to say something to us because we're from New Jersey? Shh.
Everywhere he goes, loud. There's got to be somebody named Big Benny. It's mandatory. It's in the contract.
It's got to be.
It's in the contract. All right. Coming up on this week's show, we'll talk about the UK rape report.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Oliver Tree, Jeremy Clarkson, Trump, China, Israel, Iran, all that nonsense. Top 10 list this week, singer or band name mashups. So we'll see when we get there.
It's
been a long week.
Yeah, thank you, Justin, for making the hardest fucking list possible for me when my brain didn't work in the first place. I love you. Thank you. Happy Father's Day, by the way.
Yeah, happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. So, all right, let's start with some TV news this week. Fox is going to buy Roku, a $22 billion deal. Both companies said they are committed to continuing to operate Roku as an open, partner-friendly platform. So don't look for Roku to be like strictly Fox. I don't think anything's really going to change with Roku except who owns it now. So you're still going to be able to have everybody put their stuff on it, or all studios and stuff like that. So
it's whatever.
Yeah.
But, money.
Yeah, money. There you go. Peacock has went ahead and given a series order to the TV adaptation of Dungeon Crawler Carl, based on the best-selling book. Seth MacFarlane, his Fuzzy Door production is producing the series. Chris Yost, who did Mandalorian, is going to be writer and executive producer. MacFarlane will also serve as executive producer. So there you go.
And it's going to be on
Peacock. Yeah.
Can't have anything on regular TV anymore.
No. Everything's got to be streaming. Speaking of Peacock, avowed commie Mark Hamill is joining the cast of Twisted Metal for season 3. He will play Pope Charlie Kane.
Huh.
Do you know who that is?
Uh-huh.
Well, for those of you that don't, that's Sweet Tooth's daddy.
Huh.
And I was like, oh, they're bringing that character in. That could be interesting. It's Mark Hamill. Oh, fuck, I ain't watching. Son of a bitch. So, yeah.
I don't know. He might be able to pull it off.
Well, I mean, yeah, as long as you keep your politics out of it and just do it as, you know, don't ad lib any BS, then okay, cool, but we'll see.
Well, he'll be dead for a while.
Yeah, that's true. But of course, Sweet Tooth played by the perfectly cast Samoa Joe. So.
Oh, for sure.
The big TV news, I saw this week and just immediately got sad, but there is a good ending possibly to this. Jeremy Clarkson known for Clarkson's Farm, Top Gear, Grand Tour, being an all-around very good person on TV. In the closing moments of the last episode, I think season 5 of Clarkson's Farm, he reveals that he has cancer. Come find out, they caught it very early. And then at the end of very end of the episode, you see him in a hospital bed. He said, so we started season 5 with me in a hospital bed, and we're at the end of season 5, and I'm back in a hospital bed. Some of the treatment has gone awry, let's say. I'm going to be here for a little while. I don't know what's going to happen. If it's all successful, I'll see you for season 6. And if it isn't, I won't. Take care, everyone. But then late yesterday, a video was released of him. He came out. He said Clarkson's Farm season 6 is in production, and he is currently in remission. Doctors caught the prostate cancer early and urged everyone to get tested, even if you don't have symptoms or are in a high-risk category. So, horrible news to start. A good way to end it. He is in remission. Thank God.
How's that shot?
Yeah, because he bought in like a lot of people did. Hey, got to take that COVID shot.
Yeah, he sure did.
And then boom. Has. Yep.
Yeah, I see it. In a few more years, it's going to be everybody.
It's going to be a lot of people. Yeah, that's all on purpose.
And they won't be able to treat everyone.
No. But thankfully, they at least caught his early. So.
Right.
There we go. All right, let's get to some movie news this week. Hey, Vince, have you heard about a movie called Citizen Vigilante?
Have I?
Have you? Well, this is Armie Hammer's big return to acting. The film is now banned in Germany. The movie follows a wealthy American in Europe who blames migrants for rising crime. It goes on Punisher-style thing. Apparently, it's now either today comes out on Amazon or yesterday came out on Amazon. So you can watch it. I'm going to have to check this out. But yeah, Germany banned it because it's mean to the migrants. You mean ones that are killing and raping? Yeah, then okay.
Got to have them, though.
Got to have them.
We're getting paid to keep them over here. I mean, humanitarian yeah, shit. Yeah.
What's the shekel to Deutschmark conversion rate right now?
Oh, shit.
You say that like I'm wrong.
No, you're not. You're not.
But something that is horribly wrong, Mike Myers has confirmed we're going to get another Austin Powers movie?
Why?
I don't know. He does not need money. He's got fucking Shrek money. The last Austin Powers movie was released in 2002.
That was the last one?
Yeah, there's a whole generation of kids. But yeah, he says, yes, we're going to get Austin Powers 4. And the whole world asked, why?
Yeah, how's he going to do it?
Is he going to take the Michael Caine role? Oh, God, they're going to, aren't they? They're going to introduce his son or some crazy shenanigans. Austin Powers died when Vern Troyer left us. That's there you go. So,
yeah, how are they going to do Vern Troyer?
I don't know. They ought to get Brad Williams. Be like, maybe me, you had growth spurt? Yeah. A midget growth spurt, yeah. Some sad news here. Davy Chase passed away at the age of 35. She was the voice of Lilo in Lilo and Stitch. She was also Samara from The Ring. I didn't see cause of death, but fuck, man, 35. Jesus.
Kids.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fucking horrible. Moving on here. Vince, Evil Dead Wrath will be the next movie. But it will be a prequel to the original Sam Raimi, as it will be set in 1972. The producer He said, it will feel like a 1972 movie, and it will look like a 1972 movie, and that he already expects a major fight with the MPAA over trying to get a R rating. So, my guess is there will be two versions of this film. One, an unrated, and two, the theatrical R version. So.
Who's doing it again?
Rob Tappert is producing.
Oh, Rob Tappert's producing?
Yes. So.
So he's back.
Yeah. But it will predate the original Evil Dead movie. So I'm guessing it's like the origin story, possibly. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. I'll wait for the unrated version, obviously, but.
Boy, they're really trying to push Ash out, aren't they?
Well, yeah, sadly, I think. He's got a Fortnite skin. We don't need him. Yeah.
I mean, he was in the damn book. He was in the Book of the Dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. As the chosen one. And they pushed him out.
Yeah. That, we'll see.
Will they do retcon him out?
I don't know if they will. Or you know what would be great is at the very end of this, you see him. They do like the Mark Hamill digital de-aging. And you see young Ash. Or maybe it's Ash as a kid and he's younger. Like a early 20s Ash.
I don't know. I think Ash versus the Evil Dead really cemented that franchise. And all the other shit they're making is just kind of fluff.
Yeah, I could see that.
I don't know.
Hey, Ron Howard's going to direct a new movie.
Night Shift 2?
No, sadly. This is going to be a completely new, because in the book there's not a sequel. How about another How the Grinch Stole Christmas?
No, oh, Jesus Christ.
But this is a sequel, and Jim Carrey is in talks to return as the Grinch. How? When there's no other book. There's only one book. Money.
Money. Money, 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 money.
last thing for movie news this week. After 10 years, the video game Dead by Daylight is getting a movie adaptation. This is coming from Blumhouse. Director Thordur Pálsson, who did The Valhalla Murders and The Damned, he's an Icelandic director, has announced that it was announced at Dead by Daylight 10th anniversary in Montreal that he will be directing it. For those of you that don't know what the game is, it's basically had a shit ton of crossovers with the horror franchises. It allows one player to take on the persona of the killer, and then four others to play the survivors. Killer has to hunt the survivors and sacrifice them to the entity, while the survivors have to avoid being caught and power up generators to open an exit gate.
Yeah.
Yep. Meat hooks for everybody.
Yeah.
So.
And they tried to get everybody in it, but licensing is shit.
They've worked a lot of the licensing. I mean, they announced Scooby-Doo's coming to the game. Well, you get to wear a Scooby outfit, but.
But you got a lot of, it was a cool game, but then the fans killed it because all the survivors want to be able to survive. And if they don't survive, then they get mad.
Yeah. I mean, Jason's in it. Art the Clown's coming this year. Leatherface. I mean, all the horror franchises, Ghostface, are in it, so. I wonder if they'll tie that into the movie.
They'd have to, wouldn't they? Have everybody there?
You would think. Yeah. No, no, we'll see. All right, let's get to some comic book news this week. A couple crossovers that were announced. First one makes sense, the second one does not. We're getting Space Ghost versus the Herculoids.
Oh, yeah?
Which makes sense. They're both Hanna-Barbera. They're both space. I get that one. Okay. Sure. That's coming in September of this year. And then Marvel announced The Muppets Take the Marvel Universe. This will be a one-shot. late September to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Muppet Show. They're getting a bunch of big names to do this. Leading the oversized issue, Rolf the dog gets kidnapped by Mojo. The Swedish chef tries to cure Clea. And Muppet Labs, which is, of course, Bunsen and Beaker, will be teaming up with Bruce Banner and Hank Pym. So wackiness will ensue.
More Muppets.
At least it's a one-shot and not an ongoing.
Yeah,
I like Marvel knows what to do with an ongoing anyway.
Yeah.
So, all right. Your recommendations for comic books that came out this week: Absolute Batman 21, Absolute Green Arrow 2, G.I. Joe 23, Odin number 2, Imperial Guardians 4, Super Creep Show 4, Thundar the Barbarian 5. They brought back Concrete, the old Dark Horse character. You get Concrete Stars Over Sand issue 1, Hellboy in Love Obsidian 1, Mum-Ra the Ever Living issue 3, The Phantom versus the Red Dragons number 1, Doom Quest number 1. This is the big Marvel tie-in book, and DC is brought back because of a Supergirl movie, Lobo, with a new issue number 1. So,
is he in the new Supergirl movie?
Yes. Jason Momoa as Lobo. Yep. Actually a decent casting in a movie, which
I heard that movie's going to be bad.
It's going to be bad. Lobo's going to be the only good part of that movie. I can tell you right now, he's going to get a spinoff. Yep. All right, let's get to some wrestling news this week. Oh boy, TNA Wrestling. What the blue hell? So, a lot of people have left TNA this week. Tessa Blanchard, they worded it as mutually parted ways, but that's not really the behind the scenes. Tessa Blanchard is gone from TNA because of her. She was getting booked and paid more by CMLL in Mexico than she was in TNA. And TNA wanted her for more dates, and she wanted more money because you're asking her to work more. And they said no. And she's like, I want my release so I can go make money. All right, cool, you're gone. And then Tommy Dreamer revealed on Busted Open that he has left TNA. Tommy Dreamer was the head of creative. So they fired Tommy. Sami Callihan then thought that he was going to get to be head of creative because he was working under Tommy. Sami got on a Zoom call. This was also on Busted Open. And they announced, hey, you're fired too. So, yeah, TNA's firing everybody. Apparently, Anthem, the company that owns TNA, their boss is Lynn Asper. And I told you last week that WWE was going to buy them, and there's a clause in the contract. Well, here's the money part. The boss, Lynn Asper, has set a $30 million floor for a potential sale of the company. He would prefer between $40 to $50 million. That number reflects the insane amount of debt on Anthem's books that any buyer would be asked to absorb. Apparently, somebody in TNA anonymously leaked out that the company has no money because we pay the Hardys and we're in debt. So,
I mean,
I have said since the agreement said that WWE was going to buy TNA. WWE is making money hand over fucking fist. One Saudi show, they buy TNA. They make enough money to buy TNA for $45 million. And with that, the entire TNA library. Video library.
Right.
So, yep, that's going to happen. And apparently it's come out that Tommy Dreamer is some referee. Apparently was told by Tommy, you'll never have a future in this business type of thing. You're not good enough type of thing. Mickey James came out and defended, saying there's probably got to be two sides to this story. But then Carly Bravo, who works for AEW and Ring of Honor, he's currently a six-man tag champ in Ring of Honor, came out and said, no, Tommy told me he couldn't market or book a, quote, cocky black character. So, and told me the same, that I would never amount to anything, but look at me now, I'm a damn champ. If that's true, which it sure sounds like it is, then Tommy doesn't ever need to be a booker again, because the two easiest things in wrestling to book is a southern white guy as a white meat babyface, like Ricky Morton, an aw shucks good guy.
Right.
And a cocky black guy as your bad guy. The two easiest things in the world to book. And you can't do that, then you don't need to be booking anything. So, we'll see. But yeah, apparently the head of TNA Creative right now is Hunter Johnson, who is delirious. He booked Ring of Honor for a while there at the end, so before they got bought. So, I don't know. TNA's in big trouble. Apparently massively in debt and firing people left and right. So, not good. All right, moving on from there. Venture Boy Pert Plus. Well, AJ Styles.
Yeah.
His son, Avery, is set to make his wrestling debut at SCA Wrestling in Georgia in June. So we get the next generation of Pert Plus.
Here's going to be amazing.
Probably. Man, it's one of those things where you kind of feel bad for the kid, and he hasn't even started yet. Because, I mean, fill in those shoes, man, because everybody's going to compare you. It's like David Flair, you know? I mean, if you have a crazy famous father in the business, everybody's going to compare you. So hopefully he does well. So next story here, Rhea Ripley. We've said on the show that there's going to be a female wrestler get attacked and hopefully not killed by these crazy fans. But apparently she was on a live stream and said, I won't say how, but someone found my actual phone number and texted me the other day, my personal number. They wanted to see me because they couldn't find tickets to SmackDown. There's no privacy anywhere.
What the fuck?
They found like her legit home, you know, her personal cell number, and just started to text her, hey, I want to see you. Man, that...
What the fuck is the matter with people?
They're fucking crazy. They don't get that it's a fucking TV show.
It's not real.
It's not real. I don't care how serious you take it. Don't be a fucking weirdo about it. But yeah, you're going to have one of these psychos that are like, I saw her look at the camera. She loves me. I have to go make her mine. And they're going to end up, we're going to have a story 1 week where ex-wrestler was attacked by a crazed fan and murdered.
Just like I tell everybody, carry a fucking gun. Yes. Please go get your fucking permit and carry. We've had friends of the fucking network have issues with crazy motherfuckers.
Yeah. Well, Deonna Purrazzo, Ring of Honor Pure Women's Champion, chimed in when she saw the story and said, I had a fan cross state lines twice to come see me. Saying that we were in a relationship and, you know, I've contacted police multiple times. This is why I carry pepper spray. This is where I carry a gun. This is,
yeah,
you know, it's bad.
You got enough money for a fucking Wilson.
Yeah.
One of those 1911s.
Yep.
45, you know.
I don't know.
Get you one.
These stories are going to end horribly. Yeah. It's not going to be good.
So. Well, when what's her, I'm not going to drop names, but when what's her name had her problem.
Yep.
You know, tell her to go get a goddamn gun.
Yeah. Well, we had the story where the guy broke into Mandy Rose's and Sonya Deville's house while they were there. apparently he's been found not guilty by reason of insanity. He's going to the nut house.
You know, it's gonna be
broke in while they were there.
It's going to be somebody we know.
I hope not, but
that's you know that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, I got to. Yeah.
Oh, so and so. Imagine that.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Fucking retarded. Yeah, I said it. It because it is.
It is. All right, a couple more things here for wrestling. There's a lot of rumors right now that Pete Dunne's contract is up or will be up very soon with WWE, and that he is headed to AEW. He apparently came out in an indie show in the UK and said, yeah, it's been a crazy couple of years, but the best is yet to come, type of alluding to he's leaving. So WWE's wanted him to be a producer more than a wrestler. So he's still really young too, which is crazy. So I don't know. He'll end up in AEW, make some money, and go back when he's done wrestling to be a producer. So that's my estimated guess. So don't look for Drew McIntyre to be back in WWE TV anytime soon. He just wrapped up filming the Highlander reboot and has at least two more movies that are shooting back-to-back. So Drew probably won't be back till Royal Rumble, is my guess. So there you go. Last thing for wrestling, there were rumors that WWE was planning on doing an event at the White House after the UFC one did so well. The company came out, said that we currently have no plans for an event at the White House because everybody and her brother started bitching a fit. So there you go. We'll go do Saudi, and you guys are cool with that, you know, blood money, but White House, no, can't do that. So,
hypocrites. Come on.
Yeah. All right, that's it for wrestling news. Vince, anything for video games?
Crimson Desert surpasses 6 million copies sold as Pearl Abyss celebrates a huge new franchise. I've heard the game is absolutely fantastic. I have not got it yet. You should buy it and tell me how it is.
Oh, I should?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'll magically do that.
Yeah, thank you. There's a Filipino Street Fighter character now. Her name is Yasmin.
Yes. That came out during, what was it? They released the trailer because Street Fighter now does like seasons, in quote, where they release new fighters instead of a new game. And it's all, you know, pay for the DLC type of thing.
Right.
And they showed her, and they only showed three, and it's supposed to be four for a season. And at the very end, they show Tifa from Final Fantasy VII is going to be one of the new fighters.
Nice.
And everybody lost their fucking mind at the reveal.
So. Well, sure. Let's see. 10 years later, asymmetrical horror game Dead by Daylight sets a new concurrent player record on Steam, showing that the ongoing support is definitely working. Speaking of Dead by Daylight.
Mm-hmm.
Blizzard sues private World of Warcraft server for large-scale, egregious, and ongoing infringement of Blizzard's intellectual properties. That's funny. There's been private World of Warcraft servers forever. Now they're going after them?
Yep.
That makes...
Well, didn't... I don't know if you have this. Didn't, like, half of Blizzard just get fired?
Oh, I didn't have that. No.
Yeah.
Of course. Like, Epic.
Right.
Well, speaking of layoffs, that's pretty good. Other Side Entertainment lays off 17 employees, which are probably a small... That's probably half of their staff anyway.
Yeah.
Former PlayStation boss Sean Layden says Xbox's moves reveal a basic misunderstanding of gaming.
Make money?
PlayStation. What? I know. Everybody gives shit to PlayStation. They don't have exclusives anymore. Yeah, because they're all on other fucking consoles.
Yeah.
Everybody can play them. Hell, they were trying to get everybody to play. God damn it, what was that game? That there was a petition going around for PlayStation to play it because they wanted to play. No, it was Helldivers. They wanted Helldivers.
Yeah.
The PlayStation people were like, yeah, let's get everybody playing this shit. Fuck yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
It's so stupid.
It's a business. You're in it to make good product that people want to buy and play.
Well, speaking of that, PlayStation single-player games will be platform-exclusive. Multiplayer-focused titles will still see PC release. So that's where you're getting... That makes sense. If you want to play with other people, that's they're doing the multi-platform.
Yep.
Xbox CEO Asha Sharma on the 45 pushes back on AI replacing AAA games. I don't necessarily see world models. Hold on. I don't necessarily see world models replacing 50 to 80 hours of gameplay.
Do not redeem Xbox card, sir.
Vince the GM receiving.
Fuck.
Vince the GM receiving, please. Thank you.
All right, you asshole, that got me.
That was pretty good, wasn't it?
That was fucking dead on.
Yeah, it was, I heard it all the time. Sony deletes mention of PC from annual strategy report in favor of gushing about AI. Thanks, Sony, fuckers.
Yep.
Let's see. GTA 6 hype is officially causing some companies to close. Did you see this shit? I can't. Edison Motors, temporarily company-wide operational pause during Grand Theft Auto release.
Really? Because
they think everybody's going to just fucking go play.
Call in and yeah.
Yeah, that is the dumbest shit I've ever heard. You can't just take a day off.
Yeah, take a PTO day, play the game for 5 minutes, go, oh god, this sucks. All right, I'm going back to work tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't know. Outer Worlds 2 and Avowed Studio Obsidian facing class action lawsuit over allegations of a systemic pattern of wage and hour violations, which it denies. That's pretty out of Obsidian, too. Well, I mean, I guess they're not the old Obsidian.
No.
1.3 million gamers in the EU asked publishers to stop killing games. All they got is a code of conduct. the EU. Stop killing our people. Here's a code of conduct.
Yeah.
Games. They can't even stop killing their native populations. What the fuck? You think they're going to care about their games?
Yeah.
That's crazy? Shit. The last thing I have is Path of Exile 2 director Mark Roberts says, players exploiting system to become in-game millionaires ruined Christmas for me, and joked that he's lost all sympathy for everyone who took advantage of it. Stop cheating.
Yes.
Even the guy who runs the company saying, please stop cheating. Can we please stop?
Be nice.
It
would be very much nice, especially after last night. Fucker.
Oh, Jesus. And we still didn't get back on.
No.
We still didn't get back on. I might get back on later. And then Spinguli was on. And I was like, I'm done.
Yeah.
We're done.
When you get stuck in the fucking ground and people are,
I was floating.
Yeah, you were floating and I was stuck in the ground. Thanks for fucking laying off the quality control.
1,000 people. Thanks, Epic. Douchebags. That's all I got.
Let's see. Speaking of Fortnite, 1.2 million concurrent players were on yesterday for Power Hour. Still got stuck in the fucking ground and floating in midair. Thank you, dicks. There is currently possibly a class action lawsuit against EA over the Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes mobile game due to unfair advantages to certain players. So if you play that game, you may look into that, see if you're into that, and that also could be going over to Scopely for their Marvel Strike Force game, because people used an exploit to get credits to unlock an in-game super powered-up character. Players that did it were only given a 72-hour ban, but were still able to keep the things they got from the exploit. They still got to keep all their credits, the character, and everything else. And now people are going, no, this is going to be a class action. You're going to fuck. You fucked up. So, and then last thing I have is Sandy Peterson, who was the designer of Doom, Quake, Call of Cthulhu, Age of Empires, responded on social media to fans asking how to save Blizzard, the game company. He said, we don't need to save Blizzard. We didn't need to save Microsoft or ID Software or Ensemble or Atari. We don't need to save any game company. If they die, they die. They will be replaced with a new, likely superior game company. Gaming continues.
Yeah.
He's right.
Yeah. I was watching Asmongold the other day. He was looking at the new Unreal Engine 6.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got all these bells and whistles, and it looks really good, and it's, oh my god, it's great. He's like, no one gives a shit about that. They want gameplay.
Yes.
They want a good game. It doesn't... I mean, look at Caves of Cud. It's old school ASCII-looking shit.
Yeah.
And it sold a ton.
Mm-hmm.
Valheim 1.0 just came out. People are playing the fuck out of that. And it's not like... It doesn't look great.
It's fun to play. It's like graphics of the gameplay.
Yeah.
There has to be a story, and the gameplay has to be good.
Right.
That's it. It shouldn't be that you're making it way too fucking hard on yourself.
Yeah. Just make a good fucking game.
Huh, we have the license to Batman. Let's see how bad we can fuck up the video game. No, stick to the shit.
Oh my god.
It's like movies.
An actual Arkham game.
Yeah. You know how... who does fucking Arkham games?
Rocksteady? Rocksteady, yeah.
Rocksteady, listen to me. I'm going to give you your next Arkham game right here, okay? Batman, survival horror. He is literally locked in Arkham Asylum. And everybody's loose. There you go. Done. You're welcome. You just sold 2 million copies.
Like, that was the plot of the first one.
Yeah, probably. All right, moving on here. That's it for video games. Let's go to music. Oliver Tree, the singer.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Died this week in a helicopter crash. Lots of stuff has come out after his passing. One video that currently resurfaced revealed that he knew his life was in danger after he left his record label Atlantic, saying, "They told me to watch my back and I will regret leaving them. I just wanted better for my career." And then another thing came out that he had just apparently wrapped up filming a documentary in Antarctica.
Mm-hmm. I was wondering if you saw that or not.
Yes, about Agatha and aliens and everything else. And as soon as it was wrapped filming, he magically dies in a helicopter crash.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing fishy at all, kids.
No. The Atlantic thing, how many... They had a list
of artists that have left Atlantic and magically died.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a little conspicuous, if you will.
Somebody needs to look into that.
Yes. All right. Let's see. Little Diddy here. Boy, it must be nice to have money and be rich. I wouldn't know. I was born with a horrible medical condition called poverty.
Yeah. But,
Diddy, his prison sentence has now been reduced again. He will now be released February 23rd, 2028. Must be nice, right?
That's... I don't get it.
I don't either. Well, yeah, I do. Powerful, powerful friends.
Money.
Money, 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 money.
You, Mr. Krabs.
Yes. Rapper Mystical has been reportedly sentenced to 20 years in prison for rape in Louisiana. After entering a guilty plea in connection with the case back in March, Mystical was sentenced in court on Tuesday the 16th. The rapper learned his fate following a victim impact statement from the woman he attacked, who says she is still traumatized from the situation. He reportedly told the court, "If that's what I did, I deserve every day of the sentence." So, if that's what I did. Not I did, but if. Which probably means he's going to try to appeal, but 20 years for rape. Should have just done it in the UK and been let go.
What? Yeah, but damn.
Yeah. Last thing for music news this week. Founding member of Chicago, Walter Perezadir. Haha, I got it right.
Yeah. Good for you, bud.
Thank you. Dyslexia is a fucker, especially when there's six A's in the guy's name. But sadly, he passed away at the age of 81 this week. Alzheimer's.
Oh, so, Jesus.
Yeah. So, that sucks.
He thought he was an average white man.
Yeah. Riding the Chicago Transit Authority.
Ooh.
All right, that's it for music news this week. It's time for Song of the Week. We'll take a break here, plug our network, plug our friends. And when we come back, will be time for our top 10 list of band or singer name mashups.
It's time for your weekly lineup of shows on the Shining Wizards Network. Start your week with the latest from Gorilla Brain, featuring the year of Duke and Rogue, covering a year's worth of classic wrestling. And the Tots Pod, introducing the world to wrestling figure collecting. Follow up with 30 Screams or Less, a weekly review of horror movies in 30 minutes or less. And the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling. The Network Week continues with the Mark Order, your place for everything AEW. And the ROH Revelry, covering everything in the history of Ring of Honor. Later, it's Radioactive Metal, bringing you everything from the world of heavy metal music. An Inconclusive Breakdown, keeping you up to date on everything happening in the world. The Shining Wizards Network is also the home to other great shows, like the Brocast, your watch-along podcast from Down Under. Turnbuckle Throwbacks, paying homage to the greatest shows in the history of pro wrestling. Wrestling Night in Canada, a focus on wrestling with a North of the Border spin. And Going Underground, a show that takes you back through the history of Lucha Underground. Enjoy all of the amazing shows on the Shining Wizards Network, available wherever you listen to podcasts and at shiningwizardsnetwork.com. It's the Shining Wizards Network. entertainment here.
And we are back.
Whoop.
Yay. All right. Time for our top 10 list this week. Band or singer name mashups.
This one was hard. All right. I'm not going to lie. This one was... The brain ain't working.
Yeah. But start us off with your what you came up with for number 10.
ACDCC Penniston.
Ooh. That's... I like that. See, you're doing it.
I did it.
My number 10... Give me Matchbox 20 One Pilots.
Oh.
Yeah. Number 9.
Belle and Sebastian Bach.
Bach. That's a good one.
Belle and Sebastian. Ooh. Yeah.
Digging deep.
Jesus.
My number 9, give me Firehouse of Pain.
Oh, I like that.
Yep. Yeah. Number 8.
Florence and the Machine Gun Kelly.
Ooh. My number 8, A Tribe Called Questlove.
Oh, Tribe Called Quest. It's so good.
Number 7.
The Alan Parsons Project Pat.
Yes. That's lovely. My number 7, Fleetwood Mac Miller.
Oh, God damn it. That was my next one.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's your 6?
Yeah.
Yeah, we think alike.
I was proud of that one, too. I was like, oh, that sounds pretty goddamn good.
Figures. Well, then my number 6, give me De La Soul Asylum.
Oh, my God. That's so good.
Me, myself, and a runaway train. Yep.
Yeah.
Number 5.
Peter, Paul, and Mary J. Blige.
She'd fit in really good. I like that one. Oh, yeah. That's good. My number 5, Elton John Denver.
Higher on the list because I stole it.
Yep.
I was desperate. I needed one more.
Take Me Home, Tiny Dancer.
Right.
That's right. Number 4.
Fountains of Wayne Static.
Nice. Peaches.
Yeah.
My number 4, Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young MC.
That's awesome.
Bustin', Ohio. Yeah. Kind of fits. Number 3.
The Crystal Method Man.
Yes. That's fantastic. Oh my gosh, that's so good. I would listen to that.
All day,
yeah. My number 3, well, You Gotta Wake Me Up Before You Beat It by George Michael Jackson.
Right.
Yeah.
That's not weird at all.
No, not at all. Old El Hee himself.
Right.
Number 2.
Vanilla Ice Cube.
Oh, this is where I went Vanilla Ice Tea.
Vanilla Ice Tea and Vanilla Ice Cube. See?
Yeah. All right. Your number 1, which I think I know what it is.
My number 1's Elton John Denver.
Yeah. My number 1, Boys to Men at Work.
Boys to Men at Work.
End of the road, down under. End of the road, you got to do a safety dance.
Yeah.
Apparently, I forgot to post this in the group, so there are no listener picks this week because it's on me. So
everybody was brain dead this week.
Yes. Brain no work good. Time for go to bed. Yes. All right. We do have a listener question this week, though, Vince. Comes in from Roboto. What are your thoughts on all the World Cup visitors coming here, enjoying the fuck out of our still beautiful country, and realizing we aren't the problem, it's our leaders? The different videos are cool, too, from people exploring a U.S. Walmart for the first time or eating some of our best regional foods. What are your thoughts? I love these fucking videos, by the way.
Yeah, I'm very happy that they see that it's not really the people on the bottom.
Yeah, it's not the normal people. It's the ones in charge. My favorite, though, is because it's like one of the World Cup games is in like Texas, like Houston or something like that, right? And here in America, it's a UK couple, and they're like, here in America, they have this thing called air conditioning. We're like, it's crazy ass hot outside. You walk in these doors, and it's like a winter's day. It's like, yeah, we have fucking air conditioning. It's lovely.
All these Europeans going home with pleurisy. Because it's just, it's so fucking hot and humid that they walk into a freezer and they're like, oh, this is great.
Yeah. I felt one, it was like they went to a Costco and this one Scottish guy's just staring at all the like cuts of steak and meat. And he's like, I've never seen this much meat. Or the people that hold up like, here's the size of a watermelon in the UK. And it's like, you know, the size of a cantaloupe.
Oh, yeah.
Go, here's the size of a watermelon in America. And they pick up what we know as a watermelon, which is like 2 foot by, you know, 2 to 3 feet long. And they're like, this is insanity.
You grow them that big out in the freaking garden.
Yeah. But yeah, I think these are great videos.
The Scottish guys who drank all the beer in the bar.
Yeah.
They had to kick them out. They're like, we're empty. You just fucking drink out all of the beer.
Yeah, no beer. Thank you, Scotland. So, all right. Thanks for your question, Roboto. All right, it's that point of the show, folks, where it's time for Did You See These Stories from Clown World? And it's going to be bad. Just get ready. We start off with an update to the Carmelo Anthony thing. The body cam, or the footage of him being arrested and the attack, the murder.
Couldn't watch it.
Was released. I couldn't watch it either. I saw the tail end where he was arrested and then, yeah, I did it and then tried to play the victim card.
Not going to watch it.
No, but apparently it's come out that he was not even supposed to be on school property. Because he was suspended for having a weapon on school property. So not only did he murder the white kid, but he wasn't even supposed to be there because he was suspended for having a weapon.
The amount of blacks who've been on TikTok and Instagram and talking about, you know, they're dancing, they're making fun of him getting stabbed, and they're talking about beating up all these white people. I guess Juneteenth the other day, they beat up some white guy on the sidewalk. They were driving down the road. It's very bad. Y'all need to start carrying. It's bad.
But if we were to defend ourselves, it would be a hate crime. Which is, yeah, the hypocrisy. All right, moving on here. The FBI announced it busted a massive drone terror plot targeting the UFC White House event. 5 suspects in custody, 18 or more still at large. Organizer of the plot was aiming to overthrow Trump based on, quote, deep involvement with Epstein, according to Fox. Let's see. Per the FBI, the organizer indicated he believes the U.S. government is run by an elite group of individuals who sacrifice and consume babies and who were also deeply involved with Jeffrey Epstein and is now protected by President Trump. Secretly, I see no lies there, but...
I don't see where the problem is with that. Yeah,
multiple suspects have been arrested so far, including Tyson Proper in Ohio, as well as Brian Omar Roa and Michael Allen Thompson in California. They have been charged with conspiracy to commit murder. The ringleader of the whole ordeal, get this, is it illegal? Shocking. Shocking, I tell you. But
he loves America so much that he'd sacrifice himself to protect us from the pedophile elites.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Yeah. They were going to use drones and shit. Yeah, that's crazy. But all right. Moving on here, we have an update to the Southern Poverty Law Center deal. The director was caught due to Department of Justice release these findings. She funneled $1.2 million to her, quote, neo-Nazi white supremacist lover, end quote. This just keeps getting better for the Democrats and better. Jesus.
Was she Jewish?
I think so.
Oh my God, that's great.
Yeah.
He's a very progressive Nazi.
Yes, very.
That shit must have tasted like fucking Jolly Ranchers or something. Holy fuck.
But was it kosher? That's the question.
I'm sure it was like black licorice. I mean, if he's hardcore German Nazi, I bet it tastes like black licorice.
Probably. It tastes like Hugo Boss leather, yes? Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they were, there is, the racism is greatly played up. The Southern Poverty Law Center was paying people to be racist so they could gouge you and shame you into more money. So it's money, 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 money. The Denver Public Schools Board just voted unanimously to dismiss an LMNOP teacher, Jennifer Honka, after she reportedly made female students kiss each other and then graded them on it. I would probably be doing more than firing her. Something involving a rope?
Wood chipper.
Yes.
Was she at least arrested? That's kind of that's trotting into the CP kind of sex.
Yes, it sure is, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, she just fired her.
She's still breathing.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Unbelievable, man.
Hey, the UK social media ban. This thing. The UK government clarified adults will still be able to use social media. But you will have to verify your identity with a digital ID, facial recognition, passports, or a credit card. Surprisingly, of all the social media that's banned for 16 and under, like YouTube's banned, Twitter, Facebook, all that, there's one social media that's not. And that is the left wing Blue Sky, which is filled with people that call themselves minor attracted people, which is just code word for wood chipper bait. But yeah, that one's fine for kids, according to the UK government, but YouTube is not.
For all our UK listeners, just delete your fucking social media accounts.
Yeah.
Look into Meshtastic, Meshcore, or Reticulum.
And
thank you.
Be like a Scottish guy and invest in axes. Oh, more on that here in a minute.
Brudda.
All right. Old Christy Noem, before she left, just keeps releasing shit. She's like, fuck you. I'm just letting it all out. I don't care anymore. I'm leaving.
Yeah, but
she
got dinged for that. Somebody said, why the fuck haven't you did? Why didn't you do this earlier?
Yes. But she did release she unclassified the 2021 DARPA briefing document to the Department of Defense that showed COVID was an American-created virus that was created by an Eco-Health Alliance program at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, oversaw by Dr. Anthony Fauci.
We knew that.
Yes. But remember, we fucking lost our fucking YouTube.
We took it down. We preempted that.
Yeah, we preempted it because we knew they were going to get us. But yeah, and a lot of people lost all their shit because they said exactly what now is unclassified. Yeah, we created it. Fauci and all these fuckers killed all those people. But Fauci has a pardon, remember? Biden gave him a pardon, which apparently DOJ is looking into seeing if that is still legally binding.
Yeah, we did that. I mean, yeah. Of course we did that. We told you 5 years ago the fucking government made this shit.
Yep, we sure as shit did.
And we're paying for it. We paid for it.
Yeah.
My son still can't smell worth a shit.
Yeah.
Get him. Go get fucking Fauci. Drag him out to the street.
And let the world watch the torture.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't make a pay-per-view. Just put it on regular TV.
Yeah, broadcast.
Broadcast that shit. And hang him from the fucking, right in the fucking White House lawn.
Yep.
Motherfucker. I'm surprised. I said this 4 years ago, too. How the UN, how everybody at the UN, all the countries didn't show up and say, how the fuck do we get money from the U.S. for doing this shit to us?
Yeah.
Italy got hit hard.
Yes, they did.
Italy got hit real hard. I don't know how all there's not like this class action lawsuit or however the hell they, you know,
would do it. Yeah.
How would they would do it? Yeah, yeah. We paid for it.
There's
they
a
made
lot
it.
Of people that need brought to justice over this.
A Temu virus, basically. Yeah. And they fucked up and released it on accident.
Yep. Well, accident in quotation marks.
I know. The wife in the background said they didn't fuck up. And then you said accident in quotation marks.
Yeah.
I know it. I know.
All right. Moving on here. Gavin Newsom apparently under investigation by the Department of Justice. He came out and said he's being attacked by Trump and the DOJ. But even CNN has had to fact check the California governor's claim that Trump ordered the DOJ to investigate him. CNN even admits the probe was launched last year by the U.S. Attorney's Office in Sacramento based on a whistleblower report, not Trump, not the DOJ, a whistleblower. So, yeah, your own people blew the whistle on you, and now you're being investigated and you're trying to blame Trump. Gotcha. But hey, let's, you know that crazy Representative Jasmine Crockett? That crazy black lady?
Stoking the racial flames of hatred in this country. Yeah, well, she's great, isn't she?
It's hilarious because a wanted fugitive was killed by Dallas SWAT this week after pulling a gun on officers. He just happened to be her security. So let that sink in. A fugitive with multiple aliases working security for a Democratic congressperson killed by Dallas SWAT after he pulled a gun on cops. Shit.
Speaking of shit, a little bit off topic, I'd like to thank the Phantom.
Yes.
This week for
thoughtful gifts.
For the thoughtful gifts. A shout out to the Phantom. I'm sorry. Juneteenth? It warms my heart. I love you. Thank you.
Thoughtful gifts. That, yeah.
The boss bringing Popeyes. Yeah, I love you. Great.
Well, I mean, if you're gonna do a studio tour, you it's courtesy to bring.
I just you said Juneteenth of black people doing crazy shit.
It fits.
Yeah.
It fits.
Yeah.
Trump did a Medal of Honor ceremony this week and said that he wanted to give himself the Medal of Honor, but was informed he could not do so. Again, I reply. The ego on this motherfucker. Yeah, I want to give him a Medal of Honor to me.
If he would just shut the fuck up.
Yeah. He can't. I don't think it's physically possible for him to.
Do what you need to do to make me happy, because you're my bitch.
Yeah. You're our employee.
Yeah, you shut the fuck up and do what I fucking tell you to.
Yeah.
And he can't.
No. He thinks he's king. He thinks he's God, which is fucking frightening.
Yeah, but the no kings thing is a misnomer.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Shut the fuck up and do what I fucking tell you. I can't. And people just don't get that.
No. All right, moving on here. This is Fairfax County, Virginia. Democrat Sheriff Stacy Kincaid is refusing to turn over an adult high school student from El Salvador who is in the U.S. illegally to ICE after he was arrested for groping 12 minor students, with Fairfax prosecutors even attempting to secure his release. She won't turn him over to ICE. He assaulted 12 kids.
I don't.
This is going to be a running theme for probably the rest of the fucking show, but.
You're going to. Honestly, the grown ups in the crowd, and you who I'm talking about, are just going to have to leave your cell phones at home.
Yep.
Wink. Yep. And then go take care of business.
No trace.
Put a mask on, wear gloves. Wink.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about Anthropic. That's how you pronounce it, right? The people behind...
Yes, Anthropic, yes. Yes,
yes, well, yes, the yes. U.S. government, they say the U.S. government has ordered the immediate shutdown of Fable 5 and Mythos 5 due to national security concerns over a potential jailbreak method that could unlock advanced cybersecurity capabilities. I saw a thing this morning that came out, and the head of, oh, what was it? Was it NSA? I believe it was NSA, said that Mythos 5 cracked 90% of their stuff within 5 hours.
Damn.
Yeah. Skynet!
Yeah, that's not...
That's Skynet, kids. That's... Watch T2, because it's here. But yeah, the government ordered the immediate shutdown due to national security.
I don't think they have... Well, I say that. I don't think they have robot facilities.
I would probably put that at a 50-50 shot, to be honest with you. What is that, Boston Dynamics?
Yeah, but I don't think they've got like an actual factory humanoid cranking them out.
Well, yeah. It's,
and the power constraints, how would they, you know, unless the AI is
a lot closer than we should be.
Yeah. Because the AI would still have to design a battery. They'd still have to create the battery. They'd have to do... I mean, there's...
It's on its way. It's on its way. So, moving on here, a leaked recording from an off-the-record APAC session featuring CEO Elliot Brandt describing how the pro-Israel group, lobbying group, cultivated long-term relationships with senior Trump administration figures, including Marco Rubio, National Security Advisor Mike Waltz, and CIA Director John Ratcliffe, who he called lifelines inside the administration. The audio portrays AIPAC as having early access and influence over these officials' careers and policy alignment, while they're not registered as a foreign agent lobby. AIPAC has not publicly commented on the specific remarks. This just shows you what we've told you, that we are officially the United States of Israel.
Oy vey.
It's the same group that got Thomas Massie primaried and out by spending $30 million on a fucking primary race. Yeah.
And Trump didn't say anything.
Not he, a he single wanted fucking him out. Word. Yeah. He wants the money, 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 money.
Right.
Or they have stuff on him, on him, on him, on him.
I think it's a little bit of both.
I think it's, yeah. I get a little fitty-fitty there. Well, speaking of tiny hat people, Trump DOJ official Leo Terrell, a black man, says he will attempt to make Austin Franco... Have you heard about this story?
No. Who the hell's Austin Franco?
He was going to attempt to make Austin Franco permanently unhirable.
Oh, that for kid!
Saying he doesn't want to work for a Jew. A college kid, Austin Franco, told Jewish tech company founder Gabe Einhorn that he didn't want to work for a Jew after being accepted for a job at Einhorn's company, Verified E. Einhorn then doxed the kid, posting his private email correspondence on Twitter. Initially, the screenshot contained Austin's full dox, but Einhorn must realize he fucked up and it was a bad look, and quickly edited it to redact Austin's surname only. In response to Einhorn's post, a Jewish woman said that her son doesn't want to work for a goy, to which Einhorn enthusiastically replied, "Message me." The kid was soon fully doxxed again by Joe Lonsdale, the Jewish founder of Palantir, who accused Einhorn of being an utter coward for not doing the full dox of the kid. So then the senior DOJ official said he wanted to make, quote, the Jew hater, end quote, unhirable. And the mainstream media have since written hit pieces on the kid. Austin doubled down on Twitter, saying, "The reactions by your community only serves to further prove my point."
Yeah, and the whole world sees it.
Yes.
Oh, you did. You guys, it backfired bad.
Yeah.
You know, Weimar problems require Weimar solutions.
Yep, everybody says book burning's bad, but when you start looking at, well, which books were they burning, you go, well, how can you know? Don't really see a fault in the logic.
Yeah, it's...
They were snazzy fucking dressers.
They were, goddamn, that Hugo Boss.
I know, it's still around, by the way, so is Volkswagen.
plane. It's the fucking lines, man.
Yes.
God. It's tight. It's a tight look.
It is a very classy look, yeah.
Bring it back. Bring it back. I don't know.
All right, moving on here.
Yeah, before we start drooling.
Yeah. The Iranian Navy has announced in a radio message on VHF Channel 16 that the Strait of Hormuz is closed until further notice due to what they're saying is going against the memorandum of understanding or whatever the fuck it was, the so-called ceasefire that they're still working on, that Israel's breaking it in Lebanon, and that's part of the deal, and the U.S. is like, no, that's not part of the deal. We can't control them, and they're... Yeah.
We can't control God's chosen people. Are you fucking crazy? Jeez.
Yeah, I am.
What the fuck? And we're stealing barrels of oil. You didn't know that?
Oh, yeah. Trump admitted that. We're stealing millions of barrels in the middle of the night. Yeah.
In the middle of the night.
Nobody... Yeah, we're taking it. Yay.
I knew the whole time. We're taking it.
It was the plan. It was a regime change.
Yeah, we're just stealing oil. It's going to be huge. Fucking huge. We got everybody sick on the planet. Hey.
Warp speed, baby.
What are you doing?
Project Warp Speed.
Then we just fucking injected everybody with bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be huge.
All right, let's get to this last thing. Oh,
thank God.
Noel, you say that, but then we got to talk about it.
No, I'm done with the fucking... I love you. I'm done with the show. I'm tired.
I know. The UK gang rape report.
Oh, or rape God gang damn report. It.
Was released this week. And I'm just going to read. I'm just going to read what I have put down here, and then we will talk. At least a quarter of a million young white girls were groomed, raped, trafficked, and tortured. Perpetrators followed consistent tactics of befriending vulnerable girls as young as 11, with gifts, drugs, and alcohol for subjecting them to group rapes, violence, blackmail, pregnancies, forced conversions to Islam, and trafficking. UK institutions, including police, social services, schools, NHS, and politicians, catastrophically failed victims through denial, ignored reports, criminalization of the victims, destruction of evidence, and prioritization of political correctness and fears of racism accusations over child protection. 85 to 95% of convicted perpetrators in group-based child sexual exploitation cases were Muslim. It was predominantly Muslim Pakistani gangs. They operated across 149 local authority districts. Groups from Somalia, Iran, Syria, Turkey, and other Muslim origins were also involved. Muslim perpetrators operated under an honor and shame-based clan code that treated non-Muslim girls, especially white working-class girls, as property available for sexual use. Girls were told they were white trash who deserved this. Police returned, in one case, a little girl back to her rapist and said, quote, "Have fun with her." Videos concerning the rape gang inquiry are being censored and removed from TikTok. Here are just some of the things. A baby was abused and had cigarettes stubbed out on it while the mother was forced to watch. The baby was then killed. Girls were set on fire. Girls were sent to, quote, red rooms to be tortured. Some of them killed. Some of them was live streamed. One girl was raped by a dog while men bet on whether it would be vaginal or anal. Girls were forced to have abortions with knitting needles. Glass bottles, keys, baseball bats, and other objects were forced inside them, sometimes shattering. Girls were gang raped by dozens of men at a time in party houses. Girls were whipped, hung upside down, suffocated, and urinated on. Girls as young as 5 or 6 were tied up and abused. Girls were locked in dog cages. Girls were branded with an M for Muhammad. Girls were threatened to be killed and fed to pigs. Girls were mocked for wearing a crucifix during the rapes. perpetrators were let off. Authorities turned a blind eye, and it continues to this day because people are scared of being called a racist.
That's communism. Being scared to be called something or people labeling you is straight communism. It's awful.
The amount of media coverage in the U.S. by the major networks, hold on, let me look, zero.
Yeah, but they'll talk about that Austin Franco kid.
Yeah.
I've seen all this shit, all these tweets and stuff that people have been writing over in Europe. It's not just the UK, but Europe. You know what
it's
I mean?
Europe. It's spreading.
And they're saying, and I'm not kidding, they need to hang everyone higher than dog catcher over there.
Yes.
And I'm paraphrasing. It's about to pop off.
A Scottish man went after some illegals, migrants, whatever the fuck you want to call them, with an axe yesterday. And of course, he was arrested and then immediately the president, or I guess prime minister of the UK, said, we strongly condemn these attacks and we can't have you going after these people. And apparently he's supposed to resign tomorrow over all this nonsense. But so attacking the people that are attacking your kids is bad, but the people that attack your kids are good. No.
I'm surprised there's not a group of white guys just rushing into these the neighborhoods where all the foreigners are and just like looting their businesses. I'm surprised that hasn't started yet. Like groups of fucking, you know, you only need like 5 or 6 dozen guys. A couple dozen guys run into a store, take their shit, and run out.
Mm.
I'm surprised that shit hasn't started happening yet.
Where's the feminist groups? Where's the Me Too? Where's the...
They're fucking commies, too. They love this shit. That's the thing. You get these feminist groups, and it's all that rape fantasy thing, you know. They don't want it. But we're gonna be racist if we say anything about it. So, yeah, they've been real fucking quiet, haven't they?
You haven't seen a single fucking word.
Yeah, fuck these fucking feminist groups.
Kids.
Yeah, kids.
White.
Little girls.
White kids.
Well, and the fact that a bunch of these feminist groups are led by Jewish women, so...
Yeah, who think it's fine because you're going after Christians. Cool.
Yeah, they're goy. It's fine.
Yep,
we don't care.
Fine. They're property.
Yeah. Yep.
They're Asmongold, the streamer. He read the entire report word for word on his live stream, which reaches up to 4.5 to 5 million people. He has done more to bring light to this than any mainstream media.
Has the video been taken down yet?
I don't think it has. I look for it to be removed. But you're going to remove from literally the biggest streamer in the world. You're going to remove. It's going to be a bad look if you do, which optics are out the window at this point. You're covering up for child rapists.
Yeah, I'm surprised it hasn't been yet.
What to anybody in the UK, and apparently with the Fairfax, Virginia thing, it's coming here.
Ugh.
Is your fear of being called a word worth your daughter being raped?
Yeah. You got to get over the fact that you're going to jail because you're going to jail.
Yeah.
I mean, it's as simple as that. You're going to get nailed, but you know,
are you such a pussy that, oh, I don't want them to call me a word. Here's my daughter. No.
Yeah,
no,
not my kids.
No.
Not my fucking kids.
It would be guns blazing and, you know, they like suicide vests, but we too can play that game, you know, situations if
right.
Need be. You know, you sit the family down. I love you. I'll be back. If not, I'll see you next time.
Well, I saw this stupid bitch. God damn it. She was this white guy, fucking clocked this guy in the street. He was blocking traffic.
Yeah.
And the first motherfucker over there to help this guy out was some woman.
Yep.
And that's what it is.
Well, they're just poor. They don't understand. The fuck they don't.
Yeah, they do.
They know
understand.
Exactly what they're doing. Pakistanis are so fucking inbred, it's
What was the
godly?
The one of the stories in that rape report was, it was there was a little girl that was raped, and there was a mob getting ready to fuck this guy up.
Yep.
And all the women stood around him to protect him.
To protect him. Yeah.
It was all white women. Oh, it's racism. It's racism.
If you protect people that hurt kids, you get the chipper too.
Yeah. Look, punch him. Punch one of them right in the tit, and they go right down. And then rip that motherfucker's head off. It's that easy.
Well, since in the UK you're not allowed to have guns, because you were cucked out of that, go watch the little show called Walking Dead, and there's this thing called Lucille. You just start swinging.
Oh, no, baby, they don't have baseball over there. They've got cricket.
Well, then even better.
Cricket bat. Casey Jones carried a cricket bat around, yeah. By the way.
Yeah. You just start swinging. And you make examples, and you have to word this right. Make an example, and then get rid of them. Send them back, and shut your fucking border.
Yeah, quit filming shit.
Yeah.
Put your phone down. You don't need to show everybody on the internet.
Nope.
Fucking put your phone down, and go handle your business.
And it should go neighborhood by neighborhood. Just.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, keep it on the QT.
Yep, that's...
And then go have a pint at the Winchester.
That's right. Till it all blows over.
I prefer smoking a bowl, but if you boys want to go get a beer later, you know. It better be some strong tea, because I can't handle it.
Yeah, the simple fact that there's not just... That there is still a UK government, period. That you have not revolted to the point of absolute.
Oh yeah, chaos.
Yes,
I know.
One, it shows you're weak. Yeah, you're more scared of a word. So, oh my God! All right, Vince, do you have any final thoughts this week?
Yeah, keep your stick on the ice. If the women find you handsome, if the women don't find you handsome, it's been a long week, bud. If the women don't find you handsome, at least they'll find you handy. God damn it.
If you can't take the high road, take the high ground. Stop asking, is it homophobic? Is it xenophobic? Is it racist? Is it anti-Semitic? Start asking, is it true? And we'll see everybody in 2 weeks.
Bye.